Water, wind, earth, and fire dominate the next few concerts in the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra's season. Lois Reitzes takes a look at this elemental programming choice with music director and conductor Robert Spano.
You have a series this year that invites all kinds of interdisciplinary conversation, thought, and I'm hoping you'll talk about the elements and how did that come about?
Well, you know, I was working on a rather large-scale piano sonata inspired by the classical elements that are often attributed to Empedocles of earth, air, water, and fire, and the notion of the classical elements took on a rich history because they're not to be thought of just physically or chemically, but rather they take on all kinds of symbolic meaning, especially with thinkers like Carl Jung, who very much associated water with the emotional life and the unconscious, fire with the will and creativity, air with the intellect, and earth with the physicality of our being. And there are many other thinkers and writers, philosophers, and no less so some of the more metaphysical or magical disciplines in history have latched on to the four elements as really richly symbolic and meaningful. So they become multivalent and multi-layered and really quite rich symbols around ideas, but also emotions and affect. And you can relate various elements to the gods. We have Prometheus represented in the Elements Festival. Because they were on my mind writing this huge piano piece, we realized that certain program ideas of ours were closely associated with that just by chance, and we latched onto the idea of creating this little set of three concerts that associate with the four elements. Donald has two of them in that Mahler's Song of the Earth serves for Earth. There's a gorgeous Takemitsu piece he's programming with it called A Flock Descending. And with the birds associated with that piece, we figured that was close enough for air. More obvious is the Vaughan Williams Sea Symphony, and also pairing it with Elgar's Sea Pictures. Fire program isn't all fire, but there's fire enough with Prometheus of Scriabin, which is rarely played. And we were so lucky, Michael Kurth, he was interested to reorchestrate the Scriabin so that we could do it. It calls for chorus and extra horns and extra keyboards and extra brass and extra wood. I mean, it's just a gargantuan orchestra. Scriabin had rather unfettered orchestration ideas. The last work he was planning involved bells hanging from the clouds above the Himalayas.
Oh my.
So that's another hard one to pull off. So we're really grateful Michael was able to do this. And Elizabeth Pridgen agreed to learn the piece for us, who's the artistic director of the Atlanta Chamber Players and a marvelous pianist in her own right, and making her debut with us. So all of that was very exciting. There's a wonderful little piece that Oliver Nussen wrote called Flourish with Fireworks, which is a piece he wrote for the inaugural season of Michael Tilson Thomas and the London Symphony Orchestra. But he was also inspired by Stravinsky's little piece called Fireworks. And then we end with the Firebird Suite of Stravinsky. But in the middle of all that is a piece that I think musically has lots of fiery associations, but no official link, which is Prokofiev's first violin concerto, played by David Kusharan, our much-beloved concertmaster. So that's quite a fiery program, all told.